Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My name is Jared Hull, Billy Broom's grandson, and Mimi, as I call her, as our family calls her, my grandmother. She is in Israel, representing the Christians United for Israel leaders. She's getting ready for that. And so I'm in place of her, and it's such an honor to be able to interview my wonderful brother. He's so wonderful.
I think that's the first time you've ever said I'm wonderful.
He's so wonderful.
It's great to be here.
Brandon and Destiny. But
hey, everyone.
We've had a fun week, a really cool, chill week, just hearing how the Lord's been working in their lives. And you can go on our archives at billybrim.com. You can listen to the uploads there. They'll stay up there forever. So, you know, check them out. And if you missed a couple days, you can go and hear them for yourself. And you need to. It's been powerful. It's a testimony. The enemy is defeated by the blood and the word of your testimony, and that's an example in their lives that you would hear about. So I just wanted to real quick, we've been talking about their experience following up to basically now, and with that it's included the Lord giving him a message, Brandon, a message to speak, and I'm a witness to that, because in the fall of 2010 I had a dream of the Lord. And he was talking to me in John, where he was talking to me. He was emphasizing the easy. While he was telling me these things, he was kind of laughing how easy it was. Kind of like if I asked you, how do I open that door? And you would kind of laugh and be like, you just push it open. Kind of like that. Like, you know, it's easy. And so while he was telling me that kind of just that tone, He was telling me the scripture. Everything I do is because the Father does it. I don't do anything just because I want to. You know, whatever you ask in my name, you know, it is yours. And while he was telling me this dream, or telling me this in my dream, Brandon was standing to the right of him. So I was looking at Jesus to my right and Brandon to my left. And then I woke up and I had two new revelations that I didn't have before I went to sleep that night. One was, oh, I have a revelation of the name of Jesus that I didn't have before. And number two, well, that first one, I was like, wow, it's easier than I thought. And number two was, Brandon's a minister? So not until like a year ago,
yeah,
the Lord started speaking that message. And I was a witness that the Lord has given it to him. I'm a witness that this is the message from the Father. You're not just someone going in the Word and find a message. We can all do that. The Word is powerful. But when the Spirit and the Holy Spirit gives you something specifically to speak on, to witness, you just, like, I'm a confirmation in Brandon's life that he is speaking for the Father on this subject.
Amen. And it's an honor to speak to you guys. And I want to open up in prayer, you know. Just the Lord gave me this, you know, and it's so precious, and I know it's from him, and it's not me thinking of something, it's him, and it's so special to me. So Father God, I thank you, Lord, for all the men and women tuning in, Father God, to the radio broadcast. I thank you, Lord, that they will never be the same, that they hear this message. It doesn't just go out one ear and out the other, Father God. It'll be burned inside of them, Father God. They will see the importance of your name, Lord. Your name, Father God, the importance of your name, the power in that name, and how that name is not just a regular name. That name has power, Father God. You've conquered all hell, and you gave him that name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every knee has to surrender that name. Every name has to surrender that name. You might have a sickness that's been diagnosed over your life, or a disease diagnosed over your life, and you might hear that name of that disease or that sickness, and you might have a natural little fear because you know in the past it's taken people out. It might have taken your own family out. But that name has to bow to the name of Jesus. I said that name has to bow to the name of Jesus, because that name's above all other names. Hallelujah. So yesterday my wife, amen. Yesterday my wife was speaking, she was reading the scripture in John 14. So I kind of want to go back over it real quick. John 14, chapter 14, verse 11. I'm kind of going to go a little fast here. Verse 11, believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verse 12, verily, verily, listen up, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, do we believe it on him? Yes, we do. The works that I do, shall he do also. Wow. And doesn't just stop there. And what? In greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Well, how are we going to do them? And's a conjunction, it's coupling them together. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. I said that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Not that you can be glorified, but that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. It doesn't say I'll sometimes do it, or if it's okay or whatever. It says I will do it. Hallelujah. It's saying ask anything. You can ask as much as you want, whatsoever. You might have some whatsoevers in your life or some whatsoever needs. And the Lord's saying to you right now, ask in my name and I'll do it. I will do it. Hallelujah. Isn't that good to know? Don't ever say you've never been given anything. He's given you something so high, so set apart. He's given you his name, Jesus. And I want to show an example of this in Acts chapter 3 and the power in that name. And the power in that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. If you don't have your Bible, that's okay. Well, if you're just driving around, just listen to the Word of God. But if you do, encourage you to open it up and have your eyes look on this word. Verse 1, Acts chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, which is 3:00. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. In other words, to beg. Now I want you guys to see this, radio audience, internet audience. A certain man lame from his mother's womb. He's been crippled his whole life. His whole life. His daily routine is, you're crippled, we're going to lay you at the gate, and you beg. You talk about being on the lowest end of society, or we'd say the lowest end of the totem pole. This is where that man was. You might think you have a bad routine, but can you imagine this? A man crippled, and they lay him there daily to beg. Probably laying in the dirt. Verse 3. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked alms. He begged unto them. Verse 4. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. This man needed something. He thought he was going to get something. He needed it. He asked for it. The man was in need. Hallelujah. How many people in this world are in need today? Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Well, what did he have? He just said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Well, I'll tell you what he did have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He had the name. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name. And I'm here to tell you guys, you have been given his name, the name of Jesus, the miracle working power in that name. The thing is about it, he knew he had that name. He knew he had it. He told that beggar, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. And you need to know today that you have been given his name, right, and the power in that name. Verse 7, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, I said immediately, not after a while, immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, who's that? Who's he? That's the man, that same man that was begging. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And verse 11, and as a lame man which was healed, held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that's called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered to the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Another translation says it like this, why be surprised about this? What's the big deal? And the Lord spoke to me, Brandon, this should be the normal. He's given us his name. This should be the normal. People should be healed. People should be set free. That should be the normal. This crippled man was completely, instantly delivered. He now walking and leaping and praising God. And he says, why marvel at this? Why be surprised about this? How we should have such faith in that name, and we should expect that name. It should be the normal in our church services. It shouldn't be abnormal. It should be the normal. If we have church in our services, or and no one's being healed, or no one's being set free, so no one's being delivered, that shouldn't be going, like, what's going on? This isn't normal. Because the name of Jesus demands results. Hallelujah. Why marvel ye at this? Why be surprised? Or why look earnestly on us? As though by our own power or holiness we made this man to walk. Why look at us? It's not man. Some people want to look at man. He has the answer. He has this. He prays all the time. It's not that. They're going to tell you what it was. You ready to hear it? Verse 16, and his name. I know you guys can't, I can't hear you, but I want you guys to say he had his name.
And his name.
His name. Whose name is that? That's Jesus' name. Through what? Through faith in his name. Through faith in his name. Believe in that name. He's given you that name, but you got to believe in it.
Yeah, faith
you
got to
have faith
name.
In that name. Through faith in that name Amen. Has made this man strong. Hallelujah. And I'm declaring to you right now, anyone listening that your body's weak or you're going through that, I say in the name of Jesus right now, strength, healing in your body, just like that man. Hallelujah. Strong, whom you see and know, yeah, the faith which is by him, by the man, has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And his name through faith in his name. I'm here to tell you right now, Radio Waddens, you've heard it here. The name of Jesus has been given to you. He has given it to you. Don't say you've never been given anything. He has given you his name, Jesus. Hallelujah, the power in that name, the miracle-working power in that name. We read in John, if you need anything, ask in my name. He's saying to you right now, son, daughter, ask in my name. I've told you, ask in my name, and I'll give it to you. But have faith in me. Believe in me. Don't believe in the world's standards or your problems or this or that. Believe on me 100%. Put your faith in me. Exercise an unconscious faith. You know, when you believe in something, you're not going to be surprised if it works. You know it works. If I would ask you, hey, what's your name? You wouldn't have to think about it. You would know it. You would know it. And that's how we need to be at the name of Jesus. We need to know that name. We need to have such faith in that name. And I heard this illustration. It's like if you have a gun in your hand. And you're going out and you see this enemy or this wildlife or whatever it is. And if you know it's not loaded, if it's unloaded, you're not going to have very much faith in that. You're going to go, uh-oh. Your enemy doesn't know, but they might look and they say, okay, something's different. I'm here to tell you the enemy today knows if your gun's loaded or if it's unloaded. If you have faith in that name or if you don't have faith in that name. And I'm here to tell you, have faith in that
That's
name.
Good.
The Lord's told me to preach about this. I'm not going to stop preaching about it. I'm going to keep talking about it. His name Jesus, the power in that name. Hallelujah. Jesus, what a name. And he's given it to you. And I want to say thank you guys for tuning in, and God bless you all. We have a website.
Yeah, Brad, if someone wants to reach out and
His Name Ministry, MINISTRY, not ministries, but ministry. Contact us. Just pray for us. Look what the Lord's doing. We'll put pictures on there, but stay contacted. And I know this is Friday, so I want to say, as for my wife and for my brother, Shabbat Shalom. God bless you all.